Welcome to Pert 15 of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this pert, we hear about James the Fourth, a king that was forben the nation, but ower ready to fecht. Hoose of the Stuart, hod and gone. James the Fourth of the Iron Belt, 1488 to 1513. Born on the 17th of March, 1473, he was the elder of twa sons, cried James, born to James III and Margaret Audenburg. In they days, it was a common and uch custom for a father to hae twa or mair sons with the same first name. For a lang time, James's Cofgrun was unkent, but is new thought to have been Halyrood. His brother, James the Younger, was Duke of Ross, but in 1497 became Archbishop of St Andrews and Chancellor of Scotland Sign. There were a third brother, John, that became Earl of Mar. In the summer of 1488, 15-year-old James became king after his father was killed in the skirmish at the Bannockburn Mill. Just 2 weeks after the fecht, James was crowned at Scoon on the 26th of June, 1488. Was James Murphy about his pert and his father's death? No lang after taking the throne, the kingly callant paid for masses for the soul of his mither, Margaret. But it wasn't until 1497 that he had ony said for his father. On the other hand, old Fairnears tells us that James took to wearing an iron belt again his skin to chastify hissel, eking new lynx whiles. Deed, there ain't mention of the king's iron belt in the Lord Thesurer's accounts in 1507, where it is apparent the belt was happet and worse it, say it wouldn't chaff his skin. As James was a hoffling yet, there had to be nobles appointed to erpt his policies. For a while, the Hebburn family, along with Archibald Earl of Angus, held the crown of the cosy. In the Parliament held in October 1488, the Hebburns and others dunged down the old king's friends and pert-tackers, say that mony mislippant yin another. It wasn't a muckle wonder that another rising was stirred up in the simmer in Hurst of 1489. A day, Lord Forbes gaed Ben Aberdeen with a deed king's bloody sark hanging for his spear and cawing for the murderers to be fun. He was jined by Alessander Maester of Huntly, and they made their way sooth at the Hedian army. In the west of Scotland, Robert Lord Lyle and John Stuart Earl of the Lennox held Dumbarton Castle again the Hebburn faction. It took twa sharp fechts in the October, yin at the Moss of Tuch, and another at Gartlone by Aberfyle, with 16-year-old James at the head of the army, to pacify folk. It was patent till Obdy that there could be nae sicker government but with folk belanging the old king's party. So the king's council was, by 1490, wailed for amang all parties. For the next 5 years, the king lippin' on a wheen nobles, Archibald Earl of Angus, and Whelam Elphinstone, Bishop of Aberdeen, was kenspeckle. Angus, though, could be a sleek at jail, and in 1491, the king learned Angus had been dealing with England ahind his back. But in 1493, the king made him chancellor. Whelam Elphinstone was made keeper of the Privy Seal, and would prove important in the administration of the Kinrick. His ettle was for a versity to be founded at Aberdeen to bring lair to the ignorant and barbarous folk of the north, as he put it to the Pape. And in 1495 got the papal bull he was after. Scotland now had three versities, at St Andrews, Glasgow and Aberdeen. Angus and Elphinstone both had something in common. Both thought that treaties with France wasn't muckle use to Scotland, and would rather the king made alliance with England. Who or never, at the fore end of the 1490s, James had to tack tent to mere domestic matters, but here he fashed as muckle as he sought to pacify. The real tickler for James was old Mochless John of the Isles, that kidney honno as contumacious kinred on his mare. In 1476, John had tint the Earldom of Ross and signed the headship of the family. John's natural son, Angus, had weird again the king, but was killed in the 1480s. After his death, twa other members of the kinred, Donal Gorham and Alessandra Lochalsh, loused themselves on the unfriends of the MacDonalds. The king's factors comprehend it. By 1493, Alessandra Lochalsh had been accepted as head of the kinred with the Council of the Isles, and had licht it on Inverness and Ross. King James kidneth all this, and had Parliament forfeit the lordship of the Isles to the Crown in 1493, giving old Mochless Joan a pension. Though in Simmer, James led a fleet into Argyll, where he soon found a chiel ready to give him the honder he was seeking, John MacIan at Ardnamurrachan. The year after, MacIan killed Alessandra Lochalsh. When Sir John MacLean at Islay was steered to rise up through MacIan tacking Pert at Islay, it was MacIan that hunted him down with Jethert Justice. In the Simmer of 1494, and again in the Wear of 1495, King James sailed into Argyll to daunton the heeds of kin, making good use of his leal MacIan. But where there were a headship in the Hielands and Isles afore 1493, knew there were money, and often the king would yeas lieutenants that had their ain ploys or feuds to forder. There were that many fechs and raids that the Gaels would cry the neist 150 year, the time of spilage. By 1495, Scotland was yins mair important getting in the hing of poor atween France and the Empire. The king's councillors wanted a braw marriage alliance for James. The emperor-elect, Maximilian, was gained uphod till a pretender to the throne of England cried Perkin Warbeck, and King James took Warbeck on for his ain ends. James sent an ambassador to Ferdinand and Isabella of Castile and Aragon, spearing after yin of their dochters. Ferdinand and Isabella was acute twosome, in the middle of troking with England for a marriage with King Henry, an alliance again the French. Ferdinand and Isabella didna want Scotland making weir on England for France, but had nae dochter to offer the Scots. They threep it on friendship, but jaloos they could tack a Lena James through hodding his ambassadors back, playing for time till England was strang aneuch. But James kent fine weel, and in 1496 broke the pretender Warbeck on a raid into England. In 1497, he led twa three mair raids on siege at Norham Castle with his muckle cannon Mons Meg, that was broke down fae Embra with a hunner workmen to red the way. The King of England, with risings at hame, could dae naething, and in September 1497, agreed a 7 year truce with Scotland. We knew the king was forben his folk. He had an interest in mony erts and letters, like nae king afore, or at least mair records has 1 hour to tell us about him. For instance, he was skeely in Leeds. His mither tongue was Scots, but James spak French, Italians and Spanish, Dutch, German and Latin forby. He is the hin mace king we ken spak Gaelic, though who versant he was is another matter. The young king keepeth a screed of fancy wives, drawn fae amang the noble hooses, that gied him mony bairns. His first fancy was Marian Boyd, niece of Archibald Earl of Angus, and mither of James's son Alessander, born in 1493. James sent his son Outland for an education, the laddie hein Erasmus for a teacher. In 1504, the king had Alessander made Archbishop of St Andrews, age 11, and Chancellor in 1510, age 17. While Alessander was a laddie, his father got to administer the income of the archbishopry. In 1496, Lord Drummond's daughter, Margaret Drummond, became the king's new fancy wife, followed in 1498 by Janet Kennedy. For the noble families that hoored their daughters, there were offices and titles to be had after king say slokent. The king thought naething to devoul midway through a pilgrimage to visit yin of their women and see till his cell, as he did with Janet Kennedy at Dornoway on his way to the Shrine of St Duthoch at Tyne. The king had no wife, but at the Hinneren, after Tim Hondit throat with Castile and Aragon, France and other Kinricks, the policy was for peace with England through a marriage. In 1502, the twa kings agreed a treaty of peace that was meant to aye hod gone, and James was married on the 8th of August 1503 at Holyrood on Margaret Tudor. Margaret had been born at Westminster on the 29th November 1489 and was the daughter of Henry VII of England and Elizabeth of York. James was aged 30 and Margaret was just 13. James's policies outland comprehended the weirs between his uncle, King John of Denmark, and Sweden with the errand merchants of the town of Lupke in Germany. The Scots sent two or three ships to the Easter Seas to gie King John a honder in 1502, and in 1505 King James acted as oarsman between King John and Sweden. In 1507, James's ambassador to Lupke broke peace between the town and Denmark. In these same years, James warzled with the problems of his cousin, Charles, Duke of Gildar, that was threatened with Castile and the Empire, and put Henry of England off joining their powers again Charles. By 1507, the Pope, Julius II, was wanting James on his side in his ploys again France. He kent that James was allied with the French, but wanted to draw him a war so that he could big up a League of States to drive France out to Italy. Though in year, Julius sent our Antonio Inviziati with a gift of a sword and hat that he had blessed. At a Heech Mass held in Holyrood Kirk in April 1507, King James was given the hat and sword afore a gathering of the nobles and kirkmen. This sword became pert to the owners of Scotland, the crown, sceptre and sword, and can be seen to this day in Edinburgh Castle. King James had declared to the Pope his wish to heed a crusade to the Holy Land, and for all the princes of Europe to come together in peace. But their princes was a fascist thrang. Though James had made peace with England in 1502, the twa sides couldna keep the borders folk fae fechting with ane another. James threepit on Southron pirates, lichting on and spiling Scots merchants at sea and a'. But war, his godfather, Henry VII, died in 1509, and England's new king, James's godbrother, Henry VIII, was an unca-good 18-year-old that declared his ettle to daunting the French. In 1510, Pope Julius and King Louis XII of France loused their soldiers to blatter yin another ding-dang. King James now sent Bishop Andrew Foreman over to France and Rome to bring about peace, but nobody would lend a lug. The following year, Julius made a bondy alliance with Spain and Venice that Henry of England joined, hoping that Spain would help him conquest part of France. James swithered a good while, but the English king drave Scotland into the arms of France, and a new treaty was made in 1512. The weir came in August 1513. When England invaded France, James was asked to make a raid on England for to draw her off. See, James licht it on the merchants of England with a thrang of an army. In fact, it is deluged this was the biggest Scots army that merched on Southron soil, haeing intalt 12 earls and about 20 lords. James took with him 17 cannons that wanted 400 oxen to pull them, and siege at Norham, Ettle and Ford castles, tacking o'er them in days. Who and ever, Thomas Earl of Surrey, commander of the English army, marched about James, and made to tack up position on the braes of Flodden in Northumberland. This would have put the English in the road of James heading hame. The king made a bringe on 9th September, sending his ranks of spearmen down hill, but it was wheat and gousty weather, making the grun glabbered. The Scots brack ranks, letting the English get in a boot, turning a muckle fecht until a muckle slaughter. James, fechting afore he gied his orders, and for leading the Gid Grun, took an arra and sword strakes, and was kilt, fechting like an ordinar soldier. The king's son, Alisander, a bishop, 2 abbots, 9 earls, 14 lords, and 10,000 lairds, burgesses and peasants, was kilt along with her king. The bloody, jagged, scuddy book of the king, that had the clays and gids riven fae it, was ta'en into England, for sign it was buried at Richmond in Surrey. And say the ring of King James came rattling doon.